Good morning. It's so good to see you this morning. We want to welcome you as you come together with us here at the house of the Lord, the Boone's Mill Church of the Brethren. Do you know that the first day of fall happens this coming week? We are there, but it may not feel that way outside. But we're moving into another phase of our seasons, and we just pray that as we continue in this work through this pandemic, that God will be with us and watch over us and bless us as we do everything we can to be as safe as possible as we worship together. Again, I just want to say for all of you that are here, we want to welcome you. Last week we started a new series of messages called Be Still and Hear God. And as I said earlier, it's about hearing God speak. We talked about last week four attitudes that can make or break whether you hear God or not. And it was about the soil of sowing. And it was not so much about the person who sowed as so much as what kind of soil does it take to grow those seeds that fall. It was in that message, there was four attitudes. And those attitudes were that you would either have a closed mind, or that means you don't believe that God's speaking, so you don't even listen to hear what God would say. The other would be a shallow mind, which means you get excited when you hear about God, but you don't act on it, you just forget it. And then there's a third, which is a preoccupied mind, which means that there's so much going on around you and so much noise and so many distractions that even when you hear the God, it gets choked out and it doesn't have any impact on your life. And finally, the fourth soil, which was a willing mind, is that means that it is soft and cultivated and open and expecting God to speak. And so when the seed falls, when the word is heard, it takes root and bears fruit. You see, God wants to talk to us. And God tells us that He wants to talk to us. In fact, the Bible is full of examples, hundreds of examples of God talking to people. In fact, if God didn't talk to people, we wouldn't have this book, which is a record of God talking to people and them writing down what God said to them. In the Bible, God uses many, many different ways to communicate. God can communicate any way He wants to. He spoke to Moses through a burning bush. He spoke to a guy named Jacob through an angel that wrestled with him. He spoke to an entire nation of Israel through a cloud that went before them. And in fact, one time He spoke to a man named Balaam through a donkey. Imagine that. I felt like I've heard people speaking to me that way, but it wasn't God. But what is God using to try to talk to you? Have you ever thought about that? Do you know that God is talking to you and He may be using some ways that you don't even recognize that it's God speaking to you? In Job 33, God speaks in different ways, but we don't always recognize His voice, the scripture says. God has many, many different ways that He speaks to us. And the problem is, which that verse of Scripture says, we don't recognize God when He's speaking. We don't realize that God is talking through that person to us or whatever it is that means that God is using. We don't recognize that that's God. And this morning, we're going to look at six of the ways that God wants to speak to you. Now, there's many different ways that God would speak to us, but there is far more than just six, but I'm going to use six very, very common ways that God speaks to us. And the first one is that God speaks to us through the Bible. And we start with that one intentionally because it's the number one way that God speaks to us. God speaks to us through His Word. And that is the most prominent way. There are a lot of people who say, I want God to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. I want God to tell me what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I want God to tell me what He wants of me. And they say, I want to know that through His Word. Now, people who say that, God is not going to write that answer in the sky that they're looking for. He's already written it. And He's written it in this book. And so the reason we have the Bible is because God has already spoken over thousands of years and to thousands of people and in thousands of ways, and they wrote that down, what God had said. God has already spoken many things that He wants you to hear and to know. He's already spoken it to people. They've written it down. And He's written it down for you and for me. And if you're never opening the Bible, if you're never reading His Word, His book, then I would dare say God isn't talking to you very much. Because the number one way that He speaks is through His book. So if you're not reading it, of course you're not hearing Him speak. Look at what the Bible says in 2 Timothy. It says, everything in the Scripture is God's Word. Everything in the Scripture is God's Word. All of it is useful for teaching, for helping people, for correcting them, and for showing them how to live. Why did God give us the Bible? These verses gives us four reasons. He did it to teach us. That's why we have the Bible. He did it to help us. That's why He gave us the Bible. He did it to correct us. That's why we have the Bible. And He did it to show us how to live. It says everything in the Bible is God's Word, and all of it is useful because it teaches and helps us and corrects us and shows us how to live. And that means you can use the Bible in order to be a means of a map or a navigational tool to go through life. And this is why that I am encouraging you to have a daily time with God. Why it's so important to have that daily time with God. Even if it's just 5 minutes, it's not so much the amount of time, but it's the fact that you do it every day. You might say, well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to take just 5 minutes a day, and I'm going to read the Bible. And I'm going to let it speak to me every day. I'm going to stop and to think about what it is I'm reading. And I will talk back to God in prayer, and that way God has my undivided attention for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever amount of time you're using, whatever it is in that day. And He's got my attention, and I can let Him speak to me. And I found in over the years as I've been reading the Bible, and like reading the Bible through each year, I decided, well, I'm not only going to listen as I read, but I take a notebook. And every day when I read my devotions or read the portion of Scripture, I go back and I sit down and I write, what is it that I heard it say? And so I write down an entry every time, whether it's in the Old Testament or New Testament or Psalms or Proverbs, which I read of those every day, I write down, what was God saying to the children of Israel? What was Paul speaking to the Christians? What was the psalmist saying about God? What was the wisdom in Proverbs that God is speaking. And doing that, the reinforcement of that, it's not just that I'm listening, but I'm conversing because I'm repeating back what I think I heard. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, sometimes what I write down may not be what the Scripture is actually saying as you read it and it speaks to you. But that is what it's saying to me at that time, what's going on in my life and what I'm hearing God say to me. It's important to have that daily time every day to let God speak. Why is that important? Because the Scripture says, your word is a lamp to guide me, and it's a light for my path. The Bible says that it is a light for life. It's a light through the darkened world. It shines a path that we need to travel through because we don't always know what direction we are to go. And it's not a high-intensity beam that's going to show you the next 3 years of your life and what you're supposed to do. That light of God's Word doesn't show you way far ahead of your life. It just shows you the next step. You read today and you take one step. And then you read again, and you take another step. And then you read, and you take another step. And God gives you just enough light for each day. And you know how to travel. Not where you're going necessarily, not what you can expect, but you know where you're going this day and where you need to step this day. For that's what the Bible's for, is to show us the way. What you need to do is read a little bit of the Bible every day. And why? Because, first of all, it's the primary way that God speaks to us, through His Word. Now, there's a second way that God speaks to all of us. And the Bible tells us that God speaks to us through gifted teachers. Now, that's what the Bible talks about in Ephesians 4. And it says, Christ gifted some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be missionaries, some to be pastors, some to be teachers. And look at why. Why did God gift people that way? Why did He gift people to be teachers? So that His people would learn to serve and that the body would grow strong. Here's the question. How do you know if when somebody is talking that they have the gift from God to be a teacher? And here's how you know. You know it if when that person is teaching, there comes a moment when you feel like God is speaking directly to you. It's like the teacher just focused directly on you and His words or her words spoke directly to what you needed to hear at that time. You know that because God is in that moment saying something to you. It's exactly what we pray for as teachers and preachers, that God, we don't want people to hear us. We want people to hear you through what we are saying. And that is a test for the gift of teaching that is said in Romans 12. It says the Bible talks to teachers and says God in His kindness gave each of us different gifts. And if your gift is speaking God's Word, make sure that what you say agrees with the faith. So a speaker also has an obligation, a responsibility to God to say what agrees with the faith. But that, if you ever hear something that's not agreeing with the faith and with those who teach, then please raise a red flag. But if somebody's got the gift of teaching, it's going to agree with the Bible. I don't care how convincing someone is. I'm not talking about the ability to be a good speaker or to give a good speech or to tell a good story. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about God speaking to you through what somebody is saying. It's what in 1 Corinthians 2 says. It says this: we don't speak in words taught by human wisdom. This is something different. We speak in words taught by the Spirit as we explain spiritual truth to those who have the Spirit. The truth is, it's about God speaking to us, not about what some human being is saying. That's what's important, is that God can use the word that is being spoken to speak to you and your need. God will use people who teach the Bible, who preach the word, to help us to understand His truth. So God speaks, first of all, through His word, through the Bible, but God also speaks through gifted teachers and preachers who have been gifted with that. And here's the third thing. God speaks through godly friends and family. Now, this one, many of us will discount because often we ignore those who are closest to us. We dismiss what they have to say. We discount it. We devalue it as if, well, how could they be speaking God's word to us? Because we live with them day in and day out. You're just my mom, or you're just my dad, or you're my brother or sister, or you're my spouse, or you're just my neighbor. We often get the feeling, well, you're just, so surely God's not speaking through you to me. We don't realize that God actually puts people around you, and it is through them that they say things that God needs for you to hear. In Proverbs 12, it says, the godly give wise advice to their friends. The wicked lead them astray. We all have blind spots. You have things in your life that you're never going to see that need to be corrected in your life by yourself. In other words, you find yourself sometimes going down the wrong path and don't even know that you're going down that path. You're doing things to your life that you don't even realize and recognize. And God puts people around us to tell you the truth. Everybody needs somebody in their life who loves them enough to tell them the truth. Now, I tell you this, you can tell the truth and people can get really upset and really mad and really take offense of what you're saying. And that's sad. But I think that's because they're not being still and listening to the small, still voice of God. But do you have anybody in your life that can tell you the truth, even if you don't like to hear it? Do you have any godly friends who really care that much about you that they don't want to see you going down the wrong path? They don't just tell you what you want to hear, but they love you enough to level with you. They love you enough to point it out if you're in error. They would say things like this: you know what? You're blowing it right now. Your life is going down the wrong path. You're making a big mistake. You're going in the wrong direction. You need to change. Turn around. You need to hear. But you're so full of pride that you can't hear them. That is why God hates pride so much. Did you know that the worst sin is not adultery, and it's not murder, and it's not abortion, it's not lying? Those are not the worst sin. Do you know what the worst sin is, I believe, in the Bible? It's pride. One of the reasons it's bad is it makes one become defensive. If you got pride, you don't want to hear what other people say. If you got pride, you don't want people telling you that you might be in error. You become unteachable. When you won't listen and when you can't hear what other people are saying, you are unteachable. Who are you to tell me what I need to do? Your life is not in such good shape itself, we say. What right do you have to tell me what I need to do? You need to work on your own life, we say, and then maybe I'll listen to you. But a person doesn't have to have their life perfect for God to speak through them and to point out something that is wrong in your life. When we're prideful, we build up these walls and we keep people away, and God wants to use them to speak, and we can't hear God's voice speaking through these people because of our pride. In Proverbs 12, it says, "Stupid people always think they are right. Wise people listen to advice." And if you don't ever read the Bible, and if you don't ever listen to godly teachers at church, and if you don't have godly friends who you will listen to, then God is missing a lot of chances to speak to you. And God is asking, "Do you hear me now? Would you be still and hear God?" Well, here's a fourth thing. The fourth way God speaks to us is through impressions or ideas from the Holy Spirit. You see, God is speaking to us through the Holy Spirit. He gives us thoughts. Actually, when God talks to you in your mind, we call that inspiration. And when the devil talks to you, we call that temptation. They're the same method. The method that the Holy Spirit uses and the method the devil uses is the same. It's just a suggestion. But it's a world apart from what those suggestions are. In John 14, 26, it says that the Holy Spirit will be your teacher and will bring to your mind all that Jesus has said to you. And this is Jesus talking about this. The Bible calls the Holy Spirit our teacher, our counselor. The Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our heart and tells us that we are God's children. God makes impressions on our minds through the Holy Spirit. That's the reason when we come into worship sometimes and we're hearing the message and we're singing the songs and God is using the Holy Spirit to speak to us, all of a sudden we get under a conviction and we realize, "God, in your holy presence, I need to repent because my life is not going in the direction it should go. You have impressed upon me through the Holy Spirit that I need to make a change. I need to do something. My life needs to be different." And I want to tell you, you don't just get impressions from God. You get impressions from all different sorts of things. So you have to be very careful. In fact, impressions can be so misused, so abused, and so misunderstood. If you watch some of the things that people are doing in the world, how they are hearing voices and how they are hearing rallies, cries to do things. And we realize that impressions that we get can be misused and misunderstood. And so I'm going to talk next week just about this subject, about how to discern how you know when it's from God. But for now, there's a fifth way that God speaks. And I don't like this one, but I know it's true. God speaks through pain. Any of you familiar with that one? Sometimes pain is the only way God can get our attention in a certain circumstance. And I'm not talking that all the pain in our lives is God trying to speak to us. Not that at all. Certainly not. But God does use pain from time to time when He can't get us to listen any other way. The verse about this in the Bible is in Proverbs 20, and it says, and this is a very painful verse, it says, "Sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways." We know that's true. We've all seen the truth of this verse in our lives. We change when we get desperate. When we know we need something that's beyond ourselves. And it's when we hit the bottom and we've got no way to look except up. Some of you know this because you've hit bottom. God may have brought you here this morning to say to you, look up. Through your painful circumstances that you're facing, God may want to let you know that He loves you more than you could imagine. And He wants you to be still and hear God and look up. The Bible says in Psalms 119, the suffering you sent was good for me. Suffering? Good? For it taught me to pay attention to your principles. Pain is often like a spiritual hearing aid in our lives. And C.S. Lewis pointed this out when he said, sometimes God shouts at us by using pain. In other words, in the pain, God is shouting to us. God may be shouting to you right now. You keep going that direction and your life is going to be in trouble. You keep going in that direction and God is shouting in the pain that you'll get destroyed if you keep going in that direction. Or the pain might be saying, I love you. I have a different plan for your life. God speaks to us through our pain. So God speaks through the Bible. God speaks through gifted teachers. God speaks through godly friends and family. And God speaks through the impressions of the Holy Spirit. And God speaks through pain. And the last thing that I want to share with you this morning is that God speaks through silence. Sometimes God speaks by saying nothing. Sometimes God speaks by remaining quiet. And how is that? This is extremely frustrating to us. How can God be saying anything to us by being silent? But God has His reason for doing that, for being quiet, for being silent. And you better take note of this and wait and trust Him. If you don't trust God, you'll get yourself in a lot of trouble. When you run ahead of God, you're going to regret it if you try to take matters into your own hands sometimes. You're going to have all kinds of problems because of that. You see, what do you do when God is silent? Well, you need to do two things. First of all, you need to remember that God is the creator of heaven and earth and all there is. God is in control even when we don't understand how. God may not share His plan with you or with me, but it doesn't mean that He doesn't have a plan, and it doesn't mean that He's not carrying it out. He will take care of you if you will wait on Him. He is in charge. You are not in charge of your life, even if you sometimes think you are. First, you must trust and remember that God is in control. Second, you must trust that He is in control. I think God is asking that question for us today. God is asking us, will you trust me? Will you trust me with your problem? Will you trust me with your dream? Will you trust me with that ache that is in your heart of unknowing? Will you trust me with your loneliness? I am right here with you. Will you trust me with your health issue? I am the great physician, and I have all power. Will you trust me with your life? Will you? Will you trust me? And I believe that in this moment, God is asking, do you hear me now? Will you be still and hear God? Would you pray with me? I know, God, you want to talk to us through the Bible, through gifted teachers, and through godly friends and family, through impressions, through pain, through silence. But why does God go to all of this trouble? Because He loves you. He loves you so much. And He wants a relationship with you. And you can't hear God until you know God. And if you'd like to get to know God for some reason, if there's something standing between you like a wall between you and God, between you and His Son, Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask us to once again pray this prayer this morning. Dear God, I don't want to go through life without hearing from you. I want to learn to listen. Thank you for the Bible. And help me, God, to read it, to read your word that is speaking to me. Thank you for gifted teachers. Help me to act on what they teach and the way you speak through them to me. Help me to make some godly friends that I can trust, and let me be open to listen when they try to guide me in the way that I need to walk. And when I'm in pain, help me to learn from it and not run from it. Let me pay attention. Most of all, help me to trust you and your plan when you're silent, Father. And that might even be today. I'm straining to hear you. And so, God, if you're silent, may I hear what you want me to hear. Jesus Christ, I want to get to know you and love you like you love me. And that's why I'm coming now at this moment in this prayer, in this service. I want to give my life to you and you. And I do that today. And it's in your name I pray. Amen.
Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Plant your word down deep in me. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Please show me the way. Sometimes my heart is slow to follow you. Teach me to hear and understand. And I'm told the things you promise, and I hope they all come true. And I know what waits for those who wait and put their trust in you. Lord, I'm listening. Plant your word down deep in me. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Please show me the way. Sometimes I stumble on my way to you. Stretch out again your healing hand. And I'm told the things you promise, and I hope they all come true. And I know what waits for those who wait and put their trust in you. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Plant plant your word down deep in me. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Please show me the way. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Plant your word down deep in me. Speak, Lord, I'm listening. Please show me the way. Please show me the way.